abuse or injustice because you're afraid to take any action. Common is knowing there's an entrepreneur, warrior, artist, teacher, or influencer inside you, but you're too paralyzed by imposter syndrome to pursue it. Don't let this be you. If any of these statements define you in some way, then it's time to take charge of and commit to a new way. I'm Mark Divine. If you're familiar with my mission, thank you for joining me on yet another journey. If we're just meeting, here's the lowdown. I'm a college athlete turned CPA who ditched corporate America to become an elite Navy SEAL, then entrepreneur, author, speaker, professor of leadership, and philanthropist. I'm the creator of SEAL Fit, Kokoro Yoga, and Unbeatable Mind, and I've written 6 books, including New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Amazon bestsellers. I look really good on paper, right? So what? Here's the million-dollar question. What makes me qualified to teach you? Let me start by telling you that it's not my credentials. Though you might view them as uncommon, they're just outward signs that I can think relatively well. The real reason that I can guide you to your uncommon life is because I ripped each one of the opening statements from the pages of my own life. The reason I'm the guy is because I used to be common myself. In the Navy, common is what we called SOP, Standard Operating Procedure. Common is a trait shared by 2 or more individuals, a behavior that appears frequently, or a truth that is well known by a community. We are groomed to be common by family, trained to toe the line in school, and cajoled to conform by peer groups and social media. Let's face it, common is, well, the norm. It's perfectly acceptable to be common. But trust me on this, it is worth it to be uncommon. There is joy and freedom like you cannot imagine once you align your thoughts with your actions to live your unique and purpose-fueled life. To be uncommon, it is critical to rewire the fragmented and limited mindset you've been trained with. An uncommon mindset is integrated and exponential in capacity. Mastering innate physical, mental, emotional, intuitional, and spiritual intelligences, or what I call the 5 mountains, is the key to unlock this mindset. I've spent over 3 decades mastering my 5 mountains, allowing me to break free from the prison of a common, predictable life. Freedom isn't free, and it takes work, but it is seriously worth it. I wrote this book to teach you how to master your 5 mountains so you can live the uncommon life too. I know we're not all born equal, in the sense that we're not all gifted with genius IQs like Marilyn Vos Savant, or with the ability to compose music like Hans Zimmer. Few of us can draw like David Hockney, or cook like Gordon Ramsay, or run like Lamont Jacobs. Some of us know the square root of 324 off the top of our heads, but most of us have forgotten the basic multiplication tables by adulthood, as we're busy launching careers, paying bills, or raising kids. I admit to possessing none of those qualities, in case you're wondering. But I have learned that though everyone can't be a prodigy, everybody does have vast, untapped potential. That potential lies within the mind, yet it remains dormant until one learns to break free. Break free from what? From the conditioning that is designed to keep you limited and dependent. Society's mental training system is customized to keep you trapped in common land so that it can feed off your money, your time, and energy. My mental training began with competitive swimming, which gave me a glimpse of my mind's power. Competitive sports enabled me to redirect my energy away from the partying during college and taught me how to control my breathing and to visualize success. These rudimentary skills played a crucial role in preparing me for the Navy's basic underwater demolition SEAL, or BUDS, training that came a few years later. I'm grateful for the physical aptitude I was born with to be an athlete. That's because as I mastered my physical mountain, a glaring spotlight was pointed at the other mountains that needed tending: my mental, emotional, intuitional, and spiritual intelligences. Turning my attention to training these is what led to the breakthrough. I found mental toughness through sports and endless hours in the wilds of upstate New York. There was no task I would not tackle, no workout or sucky thing I would not do. But though I was the quintessential badass on the outside, there was a persistent feeling of emptiness, of not being enough, on the inside. I'm not so sure I would have recognized that void were it not for my physical and mental strength casting a light on a glaring emotional imbalance.